I am recording. I am talking with Marilyn Robinson. You have won, for crying out loud, a Pulitzer Prize for your novel Gilead, about a preacher by the name of Ames who lives in a small town in Iowa. You've won a new award, and my first question is, how on earth do they pronounce it?
I believe they pronounce it Gravemeyer.
What is the significance of this one?
Well, it's sponsored by, I think the Presbyterian Church in Louisville, and it's centered there, the award is. And it's basically a prize for theology, the one that was given to Gilead. They also give prizes for other kinds of learning and writing and so on. Very generous.
Is Gilead, though it's a fiction novel, is it introducing you to audiences that take you in a... Did you anticipate going in this direction?
Well, I've always been interested in theology. I've read it for years just as a private pleasure and study. And then it came into play very naturally when I wrote about a minister. I'm very gratified that people who understand theology recognize that it's appropriately used in Gilead, appropriately considered.
The voice is very authentic. Is there a character that this person is based on that you envision when you write his dialogue?
Not really, no. I felt very much as though I knew the character, but not as if it were someone I had known in my own experience, really.
Has anybody taken issue with you for writing in this style or for any of your, you know, the theological opinions and points of view your character expresses?
So far as I'm aware of it, it has been very, very generously received. Many people think that I would have set off some sort of reaction or resistance or something by my material, but I haven't experienced that at all.
Awards are fine, but you get any money for this?
You get money. I mean, you know, if a book is well received, the writer is well rewarded. That's a fact.
I would hope so.
Yeah, well, it was a pleasure to write that book. I loved that book in the course of writing it, which is not a thing you can assume. So I feel as if I was rewarded, basically, in doing the work itself.
Are you going to stay at the Iowa Writers' Workshop, and what are you going to write next?
Well, yes, I will stay here, and it's the best place in the world for a writer, I think. And I'm writing a nonfiction book now, which I don't really want to talk about at this point.
We'll try calling back some months down the road and see if I can pry it out of you.